Hi there. One of the priorities in this class is to make sure that you are not simply textbook students. Indeed, you do not have to use a textbook at all in this class. However, it is vitally important if you have to have any credibility in the labour market that as a business major, you demonstrate a contemporary knowledge of business developments. This first proper class began by examining the day's business news. A number of stories served to highlight the implications of business models and the need for companies to contemplate disruptive innovation if they are to prosper and grow. A number of examples were considered, including Lexmark and its move from hardware to software, and in particular, getting out of the consumer side. We also considered the business model of pharmaceutical companies and suggested that that model is also increasingly obsolete. We then turned our attention to the legal battle that has ensued between Apple and Samsung. Whilst Apple has scored a victory in US courts, it has subsequently not met with similar success in Japan. However, this legal victory that Apple has achieved may in fact provide the vital spark, the vital spur for Samsung to look more closely at disruptive innovation rather than simply sustaining innovations that seek to narrow the gap between itself and Apple. This battle for smartphone dominance is clearly going to dominate the news over the next few months, if not longer, as you take this class. Next week, Nokia will launch its newly awaited smartphone, and the success or otherwise that this phone achieves will go a long way in determining the outcome of this company, which, although increasingly unsuccessful in the smartphone market, does enjoy considerable benefit in legal patents.